Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter discussing contentment, chastity and restraint, moderation in one's lifestyle, moderation in one's expenses, and also the disapproval of unnecessarily begging, unnecessarily asking. We find that these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so beautiful that they teach us life skills, how to practically conduct our life, different aspects of our life, and so refined as far as the practicality of it is concerned, that no other religion, no other deen has these things. Allah Ta'ala has made it such. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, personally demonstrated to us how to carry out these things in a very practical manner. So these are gold. What we've got here is actually gold. You won't find this in any other religion. You won't find it in any other deen. Obviously those deens are not even correct. But even you won't find a glimpse of what we get here. And what they try and make up also is something that is man-made. It keeps changing. This tribe principle and that principle and this skill they try and teach and that skill. But it keeps on changing. Here we find the beauty of our deen. It's rich, it's deep, it's full of meaning. As once I was invited some time back to one school, a boys' school, to speak to the Muslim boys there and give them some nasihat and advice. So it so happened that in that gathering there was non-Muslim teachers that was quite seated there, quite a few of them. So they were seated. So anyway, I spoke generally on principles. I spoke on the importance of commitment. I spoke on being appreciative, respecting one's teachers, respecting one's parents, and a person making his object in life, correcting his mindset, thinking about akhirat, general things that we had taught. Spoke on those things. And valuing our time and the moments and the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has given every person. So on these lines, so after that, general what we normally would speak, what comes in the hadith. So after that, the principal came up to me and said, you know, the non-Muslim teachers that were sitting here, all of them came and they told me that they were surprised that Islam has so many rich values to offer. That we didn't know that. So many rich, rich values from the sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as far as respect is concerned, as far as taking care of time, as far as being appreciative of the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has given a person. So all these things are found in our deen. It's just that we need to apply it. Sometimes because we're hearing about it from the time we are young, we think these are normal things. But these are not normal. These are rich, beautiful pearls that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left us with. Today's hadith, an Abi Abdul Rahman Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, la tulhifu fil mas'ala, فوالله لا يسألني أحد منكم شيئا فتخرج له مسألته مني شيئا وأنا له كاره فيبارك له فيما أعطيته. حضرت معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه. حضرت معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه accepted Islam when at the time of Fath Makkah, together with his father, his brother Yazid, and his mother Hind. He was one of the scribes of revelation. In other words, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was receiving revelation, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was one of the scribes, one of the people that would write down this wahi. He narrated 163 ahadith. He passed away in Syria at the age of 82. Before his demise, he instructed that he be buried in the garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, and that it be placed close to his body. He also had in possession the fingernails of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and requested that these also be crushed up and placed upon his eyes and mouth in his qabr out of barakat. This is not something that we generally do, but now here we're not talking about an ordinary person, we're talking about the fingernails of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the garment of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine what closeness they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the reasons why I'm mentioning about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, it's very often you find that the Shias, they mock at Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He's a great Sahabi, we have great respect for him. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, all of them we have the greatest of respect for. So therefore sometimes we have to be careful what we hear about great Sahaba. So anyway, he is the narrator of this hadith. He narrates about 163 hadith. So one of the hadiths he's narrating is this hadith. Hazrat Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not be persistent in asking. It's a great lesson we're learning from here. That when you're asking somebody for something, don't keep insisting. Don't be persistent. Don't keep asking. A person ask with dignity. Ask one time and a person may move on. Or sometimes maybe just remind a person. But don't keep insisting. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say that by Allah, a person who asks me for something and he's asking me, and he's asking makes me give him, but I dislike doing so. Now, he's asking me, but I'm giving him, but I dislike. In other words, he's persisting in asking. He's forceful. Keeps on asking. I'm giving him, but I dislike giving him. I'm only giving him because of the way he's asking. I dislike giving him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then goes on to say that this person will not be find barakat in what I give him. Although I'm giving him, the Nabi of Allah is giving him, but because of his style of asking and persisting, he's getting it, but there's no barakat in there. So that also teaches us that we must be careful how we ask, what we ask. Even if a person is close to us, be careful if you're asking them for any favor, asking them to do anything. Just be very careful of the way we do it. Because sometimes a person might find it hard, and just out of respect for us, they may just want to do it. But in their heart, they won't like it. And the next time when we need them to do something, or we request anything, then they're not going to do it again. Why? Because they already felt that hurt in the heart. This is a very important lesson we learn in life. If a person doesn't want to do something, then just leave the person. Don't force the person. Whether he's asking for financial help, whether he's asking for physical help, whether he's asking for advice, asking for a person's time also. You want a person to give you some time, you want to go somewhere, person wants to go visit a sick person, he wants to go in Jamaat. If the person is not happy, don't force him. Because he may just come out at that time, and then later on, he have it in his heart that I was forced to do something that I didn't want to do. The style, our style is targhib, targhib, or more targhib, is to give encouragement a little bit. And after that person accepts, don't accept. But there's no such thing as forcing. Anyway, it is something interesting under this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said that asking from others would only be permissible when three conditions are fulfilled. If you're asking somebody for something, it would only be permissible when these three conditions are fulfilled. The one is, the person who is asking, he must maintain his dignity and respect. He's asking, but he must maintain his respect, he must maintain his dignity. Number two is, one should not be persistent when asking. Asking, but don't be persistent. Number three is, the one whose assistance is sought should not be inconvenienced. In other words, don't cause any taklif to anybody. Anybody, don't cause any taklif to them. That you're asking them, but don't put them into inconvenience because of your, whatever you require. So you putting them because of your comfort, you're putting somebody else into inconvenience. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We can see how practical the Mubarak advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.